Value Market is Louisville's grocer. Since 1978, Value Market has been your neighborhood grocery store for all of life's best moments. Value Market gets it. Life is busy. That's why Value Market has curbside and delivery since 2013, freeing up more of your time for the more important things in life. Kids' ball games, family visits, work, tailgating, and cookouts. Value Market gets it. That's why Value Market has four area locations to serve your grocery needs. Mid-City Mall, Outer Loop Plaza, Iroquois Manor, and Mount Washington. At Value Market, you got savings in the bag. ValueMarket.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Maven. You're about midway to the midday with Marcus Maven. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Maven. So sit back and relax and watch Maven.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maven and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. And I couldn't wait to get all caught up on the excitement of summertime radio, which some people see it as a chore, but we see it as we're the chosen. Steve Rummage in the building, Tanner in the booth.
I always say the genesis of this show really came in June. You know, it was LeBron, it was Steph Curry. It was like, okay, that was kind of the time when I think we went from, I was coming in a few days a week to like, okay, we might have something here.
Maybe we can
do something.
Did you know that, Tanner? Did you know that we were just, never mind.
Yeah.
I know little history of the station, to be completely honest.
That's awesome, dude.
You should get admonished for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, you can't.
That's awesome, dude.
Who was it? Bill Belichick? The receiver tells the story. Who's the receiver that Randy Moss used to tease? Edelman.
Edelman. Yeah.
He talks about coming in there and he asked him, you know, like asking one question about alignment or something.
Yes.
It's like, son.
Yeah.
That's a Hall of Fame. Like,
yeah, Vince, you don't Wilfork know who that guy
you
was.
You don't know who that. Get out of my face.
Yeah, I know. I know. Yeah, that's like you don't know the story
of this long-standing, long-lasting day show.
Hey, man, we are coming up on 10 years.
Don't say that, Steve. Don't even say it. Whatever you were going to say, I was going to say, don't even say it.
Yeah.
I don't even want to put years
on. Next year, man. That's nuts.
You know, it's funny. Jalen said something to me, and I don't know if he meant it, Steve, but this is what he said. I go, okay, I'm going to see my little baby, right?
Sure.
And
beautiful, by the way. It's first time I'd seen a picture.
Oh, just melting.
Yeah.
I just melted. So listen, as Jalen.
Boys.
Huh?
He gets males.
Somebody got to tell him. I'm not allowed to tell him.
Yeah.
But Steve, as my son is doing the circle of life, and he's handing me
this beautiful baby.
Yeah.
He's like, go ahead and sit in the old man's lap.
Yeah.
What?
Hang on. You feel like yesterday you was dunking on Julius Peppers.
Right.
You know? It's like, then you see something, you're like, Peppers is.
Yeah. Jalen said, let me sit, like, go ahead and go to the old man or something like that.
Yeah.
And it's just like, did you just call me old man?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, it's about that time. Yeah, yeah, we're getting there. I had that. It's weird. You know, I don't know what it is about 40, but it feels like, because, like, I see you and I see other people. I hang out with a lot of people that have passed 40, and it's like, yeah, no, I don't look at them as like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Ooh, something wrong there. But I'm like, I turned 38 this year, and it's like, I was in my car. It's funny you mentioned that, because this weekend I was driving, and I was like, 2 years ago, what was I doing? And I was thinking back. I'm like, man, dude, that time flies, you know? And I started thinking, I'm like, 2 years from now, I'm going to be 40 years old, dude. And look, and then you're like, you start doing that, I'm about to die.
Like, I'm closer to the back end than the front line.
Like, this is going down here, man. Like, look, my goal is to make it to 80 so I can at least be half my life here, man. And then you do get happy because you start to think back and you're like, man, I've been alive a long time, though.
I've survived a lot.
I'm 38, 37, 38. It's like, man, if you had 38 more years. But the thing is, though, is if you put a time limit on it, it would fly by.
Yeah, all those
If somebody
movies.
Told you, hey, you're going to die in 35 years.
What is the name, Tanner? Listen. I had a little movie night the other night.
Mm-hmm.
It's Justin Timberlake.
Ooh.
In the movie.
Well, he's in the news.
I thought you weren't. You didn't know what was going on, but ooh, he's a rock star.
Yeah,
he's partying.
Yeah,
it's now, like
yeah.
One.
He went and played another show.
Yes,
that's.
And he told the cop that.
You know what? I'm sorry.
This,
y'all were right.
Which one?
You fall. We do get
some preference.
We do get some preferential treatment. It's like,
he told a cop, Steve, that you're really gonna mess up my tour.
Yeah, this is gonna you really put me in a tough situation.
The cop
here.
Responded,
this,
"What tour?
This is inconvenience."
Yeah,
me.
The cop did
the world tour, sir.
Yeah. Listen, look it up right now. The movie Justin Timberlake is the star. You know what the movie is about, Steve?
Oh, wait.
Tanner might know it.
Love Guru?
No.
Ah, I was going to say.
Love Guru?
That's a good movie, though.
When I come in here talking about, oh, I was watching The Love Guru. No, I'm not talking to Steve
Fantastic.
About watching.
Yeah.
Look at Justin Timberlake movies.
Oh.
Listen, Steve, it's what's coming?
Uh-huh.
The chips. Right?
Naturally,
The chips are inevitable.
Mm-hmm. Some already have it.
There is, Steve, a clock on your arm.
Oh, like when you're going to die?
No. This is negotiable time. What I'm telling you is you might have 4 months of time on your arm, right?
Yeah.
You might donate a minute to a homeless person or something like that. All your monetization is time that you're going to be alive. If your clock hits zero, you die on the spot.
Oh, my gosh.
He's seeing his mom in the morning. You stop aging at like 24, okay?
Okay.
Nobody ages after 24, but everybody's on the clock. Right?
Yeah.
So in the morning, when you say goodbye to your mom, I love you, it's kind of awkward because mom looks really good.
Yeah, like, I know.
But she's probably 47. But
a lot of people are saying it's called out of time.
Maybe. Out of time, yeah. Steve. Listen, so your mom and your clock didn't start till you turn 24. You got like 2 years when you turn.
Yeah.
Steve, so when you see your mom in the morning, you give her about a day or something off of your 4 months. And that's how, listen, you go to work, Steve, and at the end of the work. Out of time is Denzel, right?
Yeah.
And
in
listen,
time.
At the end of your work day, you might get 13 minutes. You know?
Really?
Yeah, you just put your arm in there and it just, doop, get 13 minutes. You know, or you know.
So you can gain time.
Yeah, you can gain time. Why did dude come into the bar, Steve, had like 10 years on his arm? Justin Timberlake's like, dude, somebody is going to chop your arm clean off. Get out of this bar, right? Look, he got girls up on him. They like, ooh, he's like throwing around a little bit of time. Steve, it was a phenomenal premise.
Oh.
Has anybody commenting on that? Because if you've seen it.
No, everybody's saying it's an awesome movie. I might have to watch this.
Listen, that
so don't
was,
spoil how it is. I'm really interested.
All
in
I wanted you to have is the premise of it, Steve. Just imagine, especially imagine if you broke. And broke means you, let's say 3 days.
Yeah, like I'm dying.
I mean, but listen, in perfect physical fitness, because you're 24.
Oh.
So you feel great. You look great. You're in your prime. But you look down at your arm, and you're like, "Ooh, I need to get some time somewhere."
Yeah, like it doesn't matter.
That's how you feel when you you need to enjoy your time.
Mm-hmm.
You best start appreciating your time.
Oh, absolutely.
So yeah, that point being, people, Justin Timberlake, in time, whatever it is. Watch it. It's fun.
The whole point in that story was that's me when I hit 40. Yeah. I feel like I have a clock.
You're right on the clock.
It's almost like is that the age I'm going to start watching the clock? Like, need to get right.
Just keep your eye on
and then Elijah. Then I see all y'all, and I'm like, people that have already made it to 40, and it's like, whatever.
it ain't that big of a deal.
Yeah, I'll still do my thing.
I totally ruined my diet this weekend.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good for you.
You sound disappointed. I don't know why.
It was terrible. It's just terrible.
What'd you cheat on?
I saw the family, and I got with the family, and it started with Cracker Barrel.
You can't say no to that, though.
Hey, Dad, we ordered a little Cracker Barrel, would you? Yeah.
Yes.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Please and thank you.
Yeah.
And yeah, then I came home and said, just having a bad weekend, so I might as well finish it up. I just went hard, so yeah.
Yeah, and once you do it a little bit, it's like, well, you know, I'm doing better.
That's what I did.
Look, yeah, I'm not Jeffrey Dahmer.
Look, my you know? Zero to death.
I'm not the worst guy in the world.
Listen,
like,
that is Gibbs' wife. She is the Jeffrey Dahmer.
People like that drive me nuts, man. I mean, I'm not as bad as him. Like, well, that guy over there.
Look, my clothes was fitting a little lighter, Steve, so I was like, look, you accomplished the goal. You got into some clothes that you didn't expect to get into.
Somebody said, imagine the time interest rates under the current president.
It's Tanner in here. It's not Nikki.
Nick is hosting.
I'll laugh at that stuff. Like, so that's the thing.
He's hosting.
Okay, they're saying.
So, he's too big of a diva to come in here when he's hosting today. But, hey, do you think he's... I imagine he's at home prepping right now, right? That's 100%.
I bet you he's not even awake.
He's totally at home prepping for the show right now.
He will not come in with one... No, if you told him, I want your notes from your... I want your show notes right now.
Yeah, I know. They're like, dude, you just... It's okay. We're fine. We like Tanner. Just say you ain't coming in. It's up to you. As long as Tanner's cool coming in.
Kind of a remake of Logan's Run. I've never seen Logan's Run, but Mr. Holt said.
Well, speaking of setting off someone's clock, I'm about to set yours off.
Wait a minute, Steve. I've had a great weekend. I did family time. I'm in a good headspace. I'm back on my diet.
Woo!
I got my I got my pineapple juice. I got my Fiji water. The YouTube channel, Made for the Village, up and running. Everything's been going smooth. Do not ruin with some off the wall, hot takey take thing. I don't know if I can deal with this today, Steve.
I don't know if you knew, but while you were gone, we play in a month and 4 days.
Steve, football doesn't even start within a month and 4 days. What the hell are you talking about?
I need to know who my starting lineup is.
Basketball season doesn't start until October, Steve. We're not going to see our team play until October. What the hell are you talking about?
Listen, July 30th and August 1st, we're going to watch our team play against international teams. And
Wait. What do you mean?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Listen.
Like TBT guys.
We are going to get some TBT action, though. But we are going to play two international teams at the Baja Mar in the Bahamas. Drew is currently trying to sell. So we can go.
Is that a gym?
No, it's one of the nicest resorts in the world.
Wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Tanner, what is he talking about?
Yeah.
Is it the Baja Mar, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Baja Mar.
What's that?
Well, it's one of the most beautiful resorts on planet Earth.
Pat Kelsey likes his players, treats them right.
So Pat Kelsey's like, we're going to Atlantis in the Bahamas? Well, we should also hit the Baja Mar at some point if we're going to. So.
Wait a minute. We're signed up to do a Bahama tournament?
Oh, a whole week, baby.
Our team is going to be in the Bahamas for a week.
An entire week. From July 28th to August 2nd.
What are the rules and regulations of practice time?
Yeah, there is none. We can practice away, baby.
Shut the front
extra
door.
Little extra practice, little extra.
Shut the front against international?
Against international players.
Don't. Block him. Block him.
What does it
block
say?
Him no. right now.
No.
Block him no. right now.
What does it no. say?
Listen. Ooh. Throw four of their digits so they know who I'm talking to.
377.
377.
The Baja Bullies are back.
Block him, Steve.
We're letting all that die. Listen. All I've thought about all weekend.
We get a Bahama trip. We added a Bahama trip.
On the back end of playing the TBT guys for a few weeks.
Oh. Is that why you want to drag me into starting lineup conversation?
Oh, yeah.
Here's the problem with that, Steve.
All right.
Now I'm going to have to adjust my starting lineup.
Yeah, no, you're in. Yeah, so now...
I hate starting lineups.
I know, and that's all you're going to get to talk about now for the next month.
I quit doing starting lineups.
You had a starting lineup the other day.
It changed.
Well, it's because we got another video.
Tanner, do you remember my starting lineup?
God, I wasn't here that day.
Huh.
Thought you were. Steve.
Was Kaysen in there?
Yes.
All right, yeah. So I got one.
I had Kaysen.
Chucky. Yeah.
Let me guess it because I don't know it.
Okay.
Wait. Let me guess it because he did it in front of you, right?
No.
Oh, then yes. Let Ramen just go.
Do you know I wasn't here last week?
I know, but.
The entire week. I came on Friday.
I was here Friday last week. He's like, wait a minute. Yeah, he did it right in front of you. No. When you walked in this morning, you welcomed me back.
I know. I just didn't know when you did your starting lineup.
All right. You had Chucky. All right. So I know two now. Chucky and Kaysen. Which I would have guessed those two for sure.
Okay.
You had Chucky, Kaysen. Okay. You had Rain Smith, I bet. So you had Javon Hadley. And Abubakar.
Sit down somewhere. You know, I had Terrence Edwards Jr., Chucky Hepburn, Javon Hadley, Rain Smith, and Kaysen Pryor.
Wow, so you went four?
Four out, one in. So now I see the video, Steve. For people who don't know, Louisville did release a update.
Oh, these videos are amazing.
I keep them coming.
Oh, God.
If you're listening, department. it's and I hate saying it, but it's like I know they should know how much we appreciate the videos.
Oh yeah. Well, actually, we kind of got two because I don't think me and you've been on together since the one that came out. Did it come out Thursday night?
Oh, the weightlifting.
Coach Foy?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then we got that one, and then we got the one this weekend. Those are like sex.
Foy speaks a language. Mm-hmm. Of raising an athlete child.
Yeah.
Foy speaks how you would want to raise your child in a mentality of how to think in sports. You and I like to make our comparisons about toughest thing to do is teach your kid who's good at sports that he sucks at sports. And if he's looking through the vacuum of being good around his friends, you will never be any good because you're just environment-based.
Yeah.
Your talent and ability is merely environment-based in what you see.
Yeah.
Foy is teaching them from the beginning, you are only going to get out what you put in. If I give you a number of reps, you're losing.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you count the number of reps that you have to do, you're losing.
Yeah.
You live in the drill. You live in the moment of doing the drill as hard as you can. Because you may be capable of doing 100 suicides. You might not be capable of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if I give you a number, you're going to stop at that number. No matter what, you could be able to go 10 more.
Or even moving as you get closer.
Yep.
7, 8, you got a mentality of, okay, 2 more.
Yep.
1 more, you know.
Yep.
So he says right at the beginning to people that are listening, I mean, he says right at the beginning, listen, we're going to do this. If I feel like we're good here, we're going to stop here. He points at the board. He said, if I don't, we're going to stop here. Mm-hmm. I don't know what was wrote on the board, but it was something.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like your effort based, if you're giving up the effort, you know, we find, because you get to where you're going if you're giving up maximum effort. And you're getting better and you're getting stronger and you're psychologically getting more belief and all that stuff. So, yeah, he is doing a phenomenal, like I said, he really reminds me of, you know, kind of our family, you know, of.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Don't worry. But like you thinking about the number.
Uh-huh.
Stop thinking about the number or you just kind of, you're going to be looking for finish lines for the rest of your life.
I like Ruth's in that video, too. I was like, I tweeted it out. I was like, young fella's going to be okay.
He got some energy?
He's pulling that sled and he's just like, let's go. I was like, all right. Look, he come right in, which he made an appearance in the other video. We can just kind of mesh the two together. Uh-huh. I know. But he made an appearance in the other video, slipping a screen.
Yep. He's tired.
Oh, I bet he's tired. I bet he is. But that's the
yeah,
thing.
That's the point. Yeah.
If you
should be tired now.
That's the difference, though, of, okay, can a young freshman come in and make some plays or not, you know?
Yeah, can you be a bottle of energy?
Yeah, and it looks like he can move around a little bit.
Okay, what else from the videos?
Oh, God. What else from the videos? Of course, I like Chucky. Of course. Well, look, how about this? My son loves Chucky.
Already.
He watches all the videos. He loves Chucky. Which, shout out to my son. He got baptized again this weekend, so I was proud of him.
I meant to send you a message.
Yep. He was at Southeast Bullitt County campus. He did a good job. I Facebooked last night. I was like, my day started with my son, my oldest son, getting baptized. It ended with Xavier wanting to know why we can't eat poop. So I was like, well, that's a nice stretch.
I mean, did he give you a good premise behind his question?
Well, it was more coming from he he was trying to go to the bathroom, and he'd been in there for a while. I come in there, I was like, man, what's going on? He had poop on his hand. I'm like, what are you doing? What are you doing? And anyway, so I washed his hand off and stuff and different stuff. So I'm like, at this point, I'm convinced. I'm like, you ate poop. I don't even know how to explain it. But like, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So he's yeah, right with Nick and I know Jeanette knows what I'm going through right now. So we're in the shower and he's just like, he asked me just straight up. He's like, why don't we eat poop? Because his explanation is poop is what we eat. And I'm like, yeah. But once it comes out, it's not food anymore. It's called waste. Yeah, so anyways, that was a whole nother thing. So that's how the day ended.
Okay, yeah. Extremes?
Yeah, very much so.
It's called polar, not extremes.
Yeah, polar opposite. Yeah, yeah, whatever. But anyway, so my son likes Chucky Hepburn. And I'm telling you, it's funny for kids that need to know, like, branding. He likes his hair. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, man, that's the point guard. And I'm like, yeah, yeah. He's like, oh, that's a kid from Wisconsin, right? He's like, man. He's like, he's got the hair. And and I'm like, yeah, yeah. So he's like, man, yeah. And it's funny. He don't say it's because of that. But then, like, I notice. Mm-hmm. He's like, man, I think Chucky Hepburn's going to be the best player. You know? So, he's all in, like, in him. So I'm like, all right, you know. But I do like when you see him and he makes a strong move, you know, and you throw it up. And what I was going to say was every video has multiple throw it up at the rims. Mm-hmm. Even this one, James Scott doesn't get it, but it was impressive.
Okay. We're going to have to, reset.
Mm-hmm.
Because we do have to go to the James Scott part, but I don't want to jump away from the Chucky Hepburn part real quick. Okay. You see the video.
Mm-hmm.
You see Chucky Hepburn looks like he's in complete control.
Mm-hmm.
When you watch the videos, do you count the minutes that you know he's going to play?
Yes. Yeah, and it goes up. And, I mean,
right.
It's
yeah. You kind of see where I was going.
I still will stick to. I think Terrence Edwards is going to be our best player.
Uh huh.
I do. I think he's going to be our best player. I've talked to a couple people who went in and watched some workouts. Not you, because you refused to. But he.
Yet.
Everybody that leaves there is just like, he's really good. Mm-hmm. He's really good. But to me, Chucky Hepburn, it will be very rare that you can turn a Louisville basketball game on, mm-hmm. and barring fouls or something, and he's not in the game.
Does that worry you?
No. Mm-hmm. No, why would it worry me?
Like, he's not. He doesn't strike you as a risky guy.
No.
Yep.
He played 4 years of Big Ten basketball. Mm-hmm. That's all one on the court. Yeah, it's like, you know, when people are like, well, what are you going to do if he... Well, okay, but...
Yeah,
he knows how to manage his energy.
Yeah, that's a shuck.
Yeah, he's an adult.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Like if a coach sits down with him and says, can you play 34 minutes a game?
Mm-hmm.
He's old enough to go, coach, I'm most effective here. Yeah, I can do this. Or, yeah, absolutely. I can play that. Okay, well, he knows where to find his rest.
Right.
And the coach knows.
You know, and he's past rest.
Well, and here's the only thing I will say. The only caveat to my thing there is, well, two. How good does somebody else step up and kind of play in that point guard position? Corin Johnson, mm-hmm. somebody else. Or I don't know if people realize how good defensively Chucky Hepburn's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
So I could see them saying, man, if we could shave 4 minutes off your time, you can be that much more valuable getting up in it, you know, just
right.
full. Because he's going to be, for as much as he does, I think his defense is what's going to impress everybody. On ball defense in particular.
I kind of pictured him as a timing defense. Like,
uh-huh.
like at times
mm-hmm.
when you need some harassment, you know, like, you know, there's some guys who can just be a bowl of energy,
yeah,
waste a lot of energy, for one extra possession.
Mm-hmm.
But he seems like the type, like, no, I'm going to make somebody uncomfortable. Or, you know, or I see a moment where I can make a guy uncomfortable because I know this play.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of an opportunist defender guy. Okay, so that's one observation with the Chucky Hepburn thing. I find myself saying, okay, he's obviously, you know, a high IQ player. He's obviously, the team looks like it's everybody looks comfortable with the ball in his hands. You know, the offensive movement. You could just tell. You could tell by how quick everybody's looking for the ball. They're expecting the ball, you know, they're expecting it to be delivered. So you see that and you say, okay, that's one important aspect that I can just put over here to the side.
Yep.
It's my early season confidence meter.
Yes.
You know, or confidence in the bag, money in the bag right here.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So I see that. Now, I gave a starting lineup that was not subject to change.
Okay.
When I gave it. But as Locke used to say, the data has changed.
Big time.
And when the data changes, it is our obligation to change with it.
Yes.
New starting lineup after a commercial break, 939 The Ville.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Midday with Marcus Maven. 8150-939 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Before we get to the phone lines, I just need to take a second to remind everybody that temperature control is and always will be one of the most valuable resources one could have. If you agree with that sentiment, the DFH company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222, or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split, like the one we use at the 93.9 studio, sometimes referred to as the Players Club, for that hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222, or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I can't allow such minor things like awesome videos to make me do full 180s on my starting lineup.
Okay.
But it did.
Okay.
Mentality. Sometimes, Steve, it's the little things that get people out of my starting lineup.
Okay.
Now, I guess it's just time for me to jump straight into it, unless we're going to effort it. We're going to let Lawrence get in here. Are we going to take that? Okay, let's take that really quick. Lawrence, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away, Lawrence.
What up, Marcus? What up, Steve?
What up, man?
What's going on?
I know this team supposed to be going to Bahamas to play these exhibition games. Last time we saw this local basketball, man, basketball team play exhibition games. They only won one game against grown-ass man. I just want to know, when they do end up playing grown-ass man, what they will do, how they going to handle that.
Listen, first,
they may get their butt handed to them again.
Appreciate the call.
Yeah.
Those days long gone.
well, it depends on, I mean, I will say, it depends on who they play.
What level of exhibition guys?
I don't know what the exhibition game is. I mean, that Damian Lee team, and them, they went and they played the Puerto Rican national team. Like, they actually had some NBA players.
Mm.
You know, and Louisville won one game. Funny, the one that the NBA guys didn't play. But, I mean, like, they... No,
but they played a lot better.
Yeah, oh, they did. I mean, but I mean, granted, that was a big help for them. Now, if I see a pro level team, I don't know if that's what we're gonna get.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't mind losing a game.
I don't mind losing international.
Especially if it's pros, like, you know, I'm like, okay, yeah. These are... I don't think we're going to be playing one of the national teams, though. But, yeah, that Puerto Rican trip was a little different.
Are we mature enough to handle that, though, Steve? Mm. I don't know.
That'd be tough, man. You come together and you get beat.
Would you rather go get blistered by pros?
I would rather. I don't want to get blistered, but, like, I mean, I would rather play tough competition.
Yes.
Yeah. Then, I mean, yeah, it's fun. You go play, like,
go beat somebody.
What was the year Kentucky went to the Bahamas, or we went in 12, and you just blowing teams out, you know? Or would you like to go and play where you get
100% rather go get? Okay, nobody wants to get blistered.
No, but I would like to play tough teams.
I'd rather go play pros.
Yeah, I would rather have to deal with just rival fans. Man, you almost lost to that team. And I'm like, well, okay, yeah. But like, yeah. I'm getting TBT competition. Yeah, I'm getting...
Give me an overtime. Look, give me an overtime. Give me an overtime. I can deal with an overtime and a tough win or a tough loss, you know, against... superior competition.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
Yeah, I don't want to beat up on.
No, I mean, yeah,
and he's older, and our team is comprised of older people.
Yeah,
so it's like, no, there is no competition that should really just torture you.
Yeah,
you know.
But I mean, we went down there and beat up on a bunch of bellhops the one year and went to the Final Four, so maybe
we need some confidence building bellhops.
Yeah, I don't know. maybe you do that too. I don't know who they'll be playing.
Okay, so here's the situation with the starting lineup. Everybody knows we're just going to one spot because, you know, I talked about last time, my toughest spot was the Rain Smith spot, and in my mind, I could not put Rain Smith, who was gone playing international, I just couldn't put him on the bench.
Yeah.
I couldn't find it in my spirit to put an international national team type player on my bench.
Sure.
And then I saw the video.
Okay.
So what was going on, Steve, is you always get these videos and you get your highlights and you watch a couple of games and then you say, this is one that's kind of a pet peeve. Our big men, especially our shooting big men, start turning into shooters.
Yeah.
Hey, your skill set is only a difference maker if you
don't have it.
If you do both.
Yeah.
If you're 6'10", your skill set only makes you awesome if you're a mismatch.
Yeah.
We can't put somebody Rain Smith size on you because you know how to go to the basket.
Absolutely.
Finish around the basket.
Mm-hmm.
Play make around the basket.
Yep.
D up around the basket, right?
Mm-hmm.
All it took was to see Noah Waterman jump with James Scott.
Hmm.
Now, he couldn't match him athletically, but the rotation, if I have a Noah Waterman that doesn't mind rotating around that basket on the defensive end, you've basically just given me another big man presence.
Yeah.
You know, like in my mind, I kind of had him as a floating shooter.
Yeah.
You know, look good, you know, perimeter, handle the ball around the perimeter. They're not like handle the ball, but, you know, a good ball handler. That's not a dribbler.
No.
I mean, just a guy who strong with the ball out on perimeter, set good screens, catches, passes, you know, good fundamental stances, all that good stuff. But I didn't see him really being effective around the basket, you know, just kind of. You know, like the big man who just wants to be a guard.
Yes.
Instead of a big man who is a basketball player using all he has on a court. So when I see him rotate over there, and I see James Scott would have normally had this dunk. Normally.
Mm-hmm.
Against most teams.
Are you talking about the oop?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Against most teams, this is getting dunked.
Yeah.
Because most teams don't have another Noah Waterman, case in prior, you know.
Can I throw something in the middle here?
I'm listening.
James did go to another level on that, though.
Right Ooh. Now, James Scott Ooh. Is in the negotiation process with Chucky.
Yeah.
And Chucky and Corin Johnson.
Yeah.
And Terrence Edwards Jr.
Yeah.
Right now, he's cool. But he's telling y'all, hey, I can get it.
Yeah.
I can get it.
Yeah.
Don't throw my alley-oops low. Don't throw them low. I can get it. They're like, I feel you.
Yeah.
But it's like, you got some hops, but, you know,
mm-hmm.
they're in that getting to know each other area where, you know, it's like, hey, I'm telling you, he just reminds me of Sean Marion so much, you know, just quick, you know, just a quick jump, the quick second jump, you know. If when they get their timing down, right?
Yeah.
It's going to draw so much help away. And he knows it. James knows it. He's like, dude, I'm going to help pull away so much attention from y'all. Always hesitate the alley-oop.
Yeah.
Hesitate the alley-oop, and I will be looking. I will be there. I will be ready to finish it. And make sure you get it up over my opponent.
Yeah.
He did go.
He got up there, man. I was like, but to your credit, he missed it.
He missed it.
And that was due to Noah Waterman.
Yep, coming over the head. Like I said, if you have a big man off the ball who can put one foot in the paint and be there to help on that lob, it's really kind of reminds you of when Duke is running a good zone offense.
Yeah.
You know, it's like if you got help, if you help really good if you pass really good from big to big, you're going to be an awesome team.
Yeah.
If you can defend with some bigs, with some long bigs, it gets really frustrating really fast for big take care of the paint guys.
Yeah.
So when I saw Waterman, I'm like, you can't keep him off that court.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like if you're starting a game, it's like, how do you
know? I know. That's kind of where I am too, like in my lineup. Yeah.
Rain, you're great.
Yeah.
You're a great human being.
I know, yeah. And you'll be excellent off the bench. You might even be the first guy off the bench.
You might be the first guy off the bench. Or we're gonna have you working on your ball handling skills a little bit more. Let's see if we can get a little Chucky breath here and there. We might have to steal you some minutes because Noah got to play.
Absolutely.
Yeah, just like for all the help. Second hour. The second hour, Steve, I'm going to start it with a criticism of every single person who watches the sport of football. Because I hate all you.
Okay.
Football fans.
Yeah.
I hate you.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you why the moment we get back. 939 DeVille.